Good evening. Welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. We want to thank everyone for coming and joining us tonight. We want to begin by thanking our host for his gracious efforts on behalf of all of us, his concern and his passion. Jake Weinman, the one and only Jake Weinman, thank you very, very much. Likewise, I want to give a special call out, a shout out to our technical director, Chief of Technology for SheerEnjoyment.com, Mitch Green, one and only Mitch Green. Thank you very much. And, of course, a special thank you to all of the Rabbanim, the Chosh Rabbanim, who participate and make SheerEnjoyment what it is. As you've noticed, the message of SheerEnjoyment is expanding far and wide with many, many other programs, many services, and we are very excited to observe the growth and the success of this wonderful organization, this wonderful group of people who are thirsty to learn Torah and spread the word of Hashem. Thank you to you all. Tonight we are going to dedicate Shir, as we always do, L'Zeichel U'Le'ilu Nishmas Manash Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May his Shana of an Aliyah and the Zechus of the Learning. And we thank our sponsor for his generosity in continuously sponsoring the Shir in his memory. This week is a very interesting parasha, Parashas Korach, but permit me to deviate from the Parashas HaShavua and focus on the calendar day. Today, as we speak tonight, it is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Tonight is the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. And Tammuz, when you mention Chodesh Tammuz, the first thing many people think about is the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We're now entering into the Tekuta, the part of the year that we dwell upon, the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Bein HaMetzorim, which begins in 17 days on the 17th day of Tammuz, going for 3 weeks, concluding on Tisha B'Av. And these 2 months are important months when we focus on the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokim, where Hashem's divine presence permanently rested in this world, in this world. When Hashem's presence was here, obviously it was a very different world, a very holy world. Hashem was present, and it's very difficult to really reflect and appreciate what it was like, though we have emunah that Hashem's divine presence will return very soon. And being that it is Rosh Chodesh of Tammuz, and we're focusing on the Beis HaMikdash, I'd like to, for a moment, dwell upon the Nusach of the Tefillah, the liturgy, the text of the Nusach, what we are mispalel on. The truth is, we're mispalel on every Rosh Chodesh, a special Nusach, but it has very unique and particular meaning when we come to Chodesh Tammuz. What am I referring to? The beginning of Musaf. Beginning of Musaf, we say, Roshei Chodoshim La'amecho Nosota. You've given the Jewish people Roshei Chodoshim, Zman Kapar L'chol Tol B'Yisam, Rosh Chodesh is the time of atonement. We bring special korbanos to achieve atonement on this day. Okay, there's a lot to be said about that. Zivchei Rotzayim U'si'iri Chatos. Okay, we mentioned the korbanos, sacrifice of will, goats, male goats of chatos l'chaver v'adam, zikaron l'chulam yu u'seshuas nafsham yatzayim. That's the beginning. That each word is sacred and it's full of meaning. But I want to focus on the next few words. And we then pray to Hashem on Rosh Chodesh for a mizbeach chodosh, a new mizbeach, b'tzion tochen. And what will we do upon this new mizbeach? What will we do upon this new mizbeach? The oilas Rosh Chodesh Na'ale Olaf. Upon this new mizbeach, we will offer the oila of Rosh Chodesh. And likewise, Usiri Izimase Zerotzin. We are mispalul here on Rosh Chodesh for Hashem to build a new Mizbeach. Farshim, take note that we're not mispalul in the nusach of this section for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. We're not mispalul for the restoration of the Aron HaKodesh. We're not mispalul to see the Kohanim. We must follow for one thing, a Mizbeach Chodosh, a new Mizbeach in Tzion to be established. What is this all about, a new Mizbeach? Perhaps to make the question a little more interesting, and the truth is tonight we're not going to have answers. Tonight we're just going to be Mafalto. We're going to try to bring out the points, and perhaps our listeners, their brilliant insights will come forward. Maybe you can mention some ideas on the chat. But compare what it says here in the Musaf of Mizbeach Chodosh B'tzion Tochen to what we are mispalel when we conclude eating fruit, mezoinos, or yayin. There in the Musaf of the Brocha Me'ein Sholosh, otherwise known as the Al HaMichya. It's not just the Al HaMichya, it's also the Al HaPeiros, the Al HaGefen. There we are mispalel that Hashem Shav Rachmanis upon his Mizbeach. We don't mispalel that Hashem should build a new Mizbeach. We just make mention of the old Mizbeach. What do we say in the Bracha? What do we say in the Bracha? The Bracha Me'ein Sholosh, we are mispalel that Hashem should, let me read the words, Rachim no Hashem Elokeinu, may Hashem have compassion, al Yisrael amech, upon the Jewish people, v'al Yerushalayim irecha, v'al Tzion, we begin with, we mention Tzion, Mishkan kivodecha, v'al and upon Mizbechecha, and upon your Mizbeach. What else? The al upon heicholecha, your sanctuary. And we know that we're not referring to a new mizbeach, but we are being mispalel that Hashem have shall compassion upon the old mizbeach, because the very next words are, uvinei Yerushalayim ir hakodesh, may you Hashem rebuild Yerushalayim ir hakodesh v'mehirav yameinu ve'aleinu l'sulchan, take us up within v'samcheinu v'vinyana. I mean, you can argue here and there, but the flow of the words are that we're praying for the old, and then we first begin to pray for the new. After we ask Hashem to have pity upon Yerushalayim and upon Tzion and upon the Mizbeach and upon the Heichol, then we begin to mention the rebuilding. Uvinet, may you rebuild Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh v'mehirav yameinu. So the question is, why is it when it comes to the Bracha Me'ein Sholosh, when we pray for the fruit, when we thank Hashem for the fruit, for Yayin, for Michya, the Al HaKalkulam, the Zonos, and we mention the Mizbeach, and in fact, this is one of the only places in our entire liturgy where we mention the Mizbeach. It's not common to find a mention of the Mizbeach in the Nusach of Tefillah. It appears to only appear prominently in two locations in our liturgy, in the Al HaMichya, the Bracha Me'ein Sholosh, and in Rosh Chodesh. And there's a fundamental difference. In Rosh Chodesh, we ask Hashem to build a new Mizbeach. And in the Bracha Me'ein Sholosh, we don't mention anything new. We mention Yerushalayim, Tzion. This is not new. This is certainly old. This is certainly something which has not gone away. And then we mention Tzion, the Mizbeach, and the Heichol. And then we first begin to mention Uvnei Yerushalayim. Hello, Dova. What is taking place here? So let's first understand there is something very interesting about the Mizbeach that we have to appreciate. All the Kelim of the Mishkan The Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash is obviously it's rooted in the Mizbeach of the Mishkan. And it's not the same. The size, the dimensions, the details of the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, it continuously evolved. In the Mishkan, the Torah gives us very specific details of what the Mizbeach of the Mishkan should look like, the height, the width, the levels. There was a design on the Mizbeach called the Karkoiv. There are a lot of details which we can't spend now, the details of the Mizbeach of the Mishkan. And when they Klal Yisrael came to build the Bayis Rishon, it was different. It was 28 amos by 28 amos with a foundation. And then when they built the Bayis Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, it was different. It was larger, and the foundation was incomplete on one section, and there was no Karkoiv, or the Karkoiv was replaced with a different element. It's very sophisticated. There are a lot of different opinions. It's a complicated sugya. But one thing is for sure, that the Mizbeach, the nature and the details of the design, the size, the shape, and the ornaments, if we can use that word, changed. It changed from the Mishkan to the Bayis Rishon to the Bayis Sheni. And in fact, in the Bayis Shlishi, Sefer Yecheskel, we have to study it well. It appears that it may not be exactly the same. It may be a little bit different in the Bayis Shlishi. The Mizbeach is the only feature, not just the only feature, but it is a significant feature that keeps on changing, adapting to the new structure. We know very little about Shiloh, Noi V'Givayim. We don't really know what the Mizbeach looked like in these locations, but even if it was exactly like the Mishkan, it still cannot ignore the fact that in the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, the Mizbeach had different dimensions. And the Bayis Shlishi has to be understood in the context of Sefer Yecheskel, and there are many psukim which deal with this, of what exactly the Mizbeach will look like in the Bayis Shlishi. Where does this change come from? So let's remember that in the Mishkan, Klal Yisrael traveled in the desert with the Mishkan for 40 years. 40 years they traveled with the Mishkan. They went through 42 journeys, which was really 48 journeys, 42/48 journeys, because they went backwards. But let's assume approximately 42 masois. Rashi and Chumash tells us that the Mizbeach was hollow. The Mizbeach, as it is described in the Torah, was a shell. The Torah gives us its dimensions. It tells us it was made from copper. It tells us the details. They were taboys, they were rings, they were poles, the badim that were used to transport this Mizbeach. And Rashi tells us that when Klal Yisrael rested in the desert, when the Amud Ha'onan and the Amud Ha'esh indicated that it is now the time to stop, they filled up the Mizbeach with earth. They took from the earth of that location and they filled up the hollow Mizbeach to be now the new Mizbach Adama Ta'asali, a Mizbeach of earth. And then when the Amud Ha'onan, Amud Ha'esh moved, which indicated the time has come to travel, they emptied the earth from this Mizbeach, and they left it as a hollow shell, and they carried the Mizbeach HaNechoshes with them. And when they rested in the new location, they once again took new earth to fill up this hollow shell. There was no other part of the Mishkan that was renewed in such a way like the Mizbeach. The menorah was exactly the same. The Aron was exactly the same. The Shulchan was exactly the same. The Mizbeach HaZohav was exactly the same. Certainly the Krushim and the Urias, the Kiar and everything else was exactly the same. They were transported from location to location, and when they came to set up camp, it was replicated, the structure was replicated exactly the way it was in the previous location. The only difference was the earth that filled up the Mizbeach HaNechoshes was new. It was taken from the current new location. And the truth is, the Mizbeach is called after its earth, not after the copper. Mizbeach Adomo Ta'aseli. The Pasuk says, you shall make for me a Mizbeach of earth. And Chazal, in fact, tell us that Adam HaRishon was created from the earth of where the ultimate Mizbeach will be, which in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, where the Mizbeach of the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, was located, from that earth. Because man is Molei Chet, man, unfortunately, sins in Tzadik Ba'aretz, Asher Yaseh Tov V'lo Yechata, man is always in need of atonement. So in order for man to have a chance of survival, the earth that Hashem used to fashion man was taken from the earth of the location where the Mizbech of the Beis HaMikdash would be located. It's called the Mizbech Adama. And as Klal Yisrael traveled in the desert for 40 years, there were 42 stops. That means there were 42 new Mizbechos. It may be that the shell was the shell of copper that was made by Moshe near Chorev at Har Sinai, where they were Makabel the Torah. But as they traveled in the desert, it was new earth. It was a Mizbeach Chodosh. And that opens up a whole world of commentary as to what exactly is the Mizbeach. We know the Mizbeach, the purpose of the Mizbeach is to bring atonement. We bring sacrifices. We bring sacrifices. But is it not interesting to appreciate that the sacrifices that we bring over time for atonement is offered upon a new Mizbeach? The 42 journeys of the Jewish people in the desert represent Jewish history. Maise Ovos Simulabonim, just as the Jewish people that traveled and wandered in the desert for 40 years, Chazal tell us that this represents the wandering of the Jewish people in Golos until the time of Mashiach. And that means for us that just as Klal Yisrael, when they travel in the desert, nothing changed. Everything was exactly the same. We are loyal to our Mesorah. But when it came to achieve atonement, we had 42 different Mizbechos. Mizbach Adama Tathali. Which means that every time we needed atonement, every Tekufa, every new era, we were achieving atonement for something new. A new challenge that we have never experienced. And it's definitely true that in history, as Klal Yisrael travels through Golgoth, in every generation, every situation, we encounter new Nitzyonos. Every generation has a unique challenge. There are unique challenges in every single generation. They tell us in school that history repeats itself. There is a very slight truth to that, but in Klal Yisrael, in our Mesorah, it appears that history doesn't really repeat itself all that much. There may be similar patterns, but every era is unique. The challenges are unique. Today we live in a world of technology. The challenges of technology are very different than the challenges that our grandparents had not that long ago. Certainly extremely different. The challenges of our grandparents, what they had, let's say, 50 years ago, 75 years ago, 100 years ago, are very different than the challenges of our ancestors in every single generation. Unfortunately, we're only human beings. In Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Tov V'lo Yechata, We make mistakes. We are influenced by our surrounding, our environment, and we need a new Mizbeach. And when we pray on Rosh Chodesh, we come to a new time of the year, and we reflect back on what we have experienced in the last month, in the last era. We acknowledge that the challenges of the past were different than we've ever had before. And we need a Mizbeach Chodosh. The old Mizbeach is not going to do it. The old Mizbeach, Baruch Hashem, we've learned the lessons. We have faith. Hashem only gives us challenges that we can handle. And even if we fail initially, when we do teshuva, we got it. But life goes on. And there are new roads, new journeys, new missions, and there are new lessons to learn in life. And if chas v'shalom we don't achieve perfection, we need to learn the lesson. We need to do teshuva. And we acknowledge that we need a new Mizbeach. Mizbeach Chodosh B'tzion Tochen. Just like our ancestors in the desert filled up the shell of the Mizbeach HaChoshes with new earth to create a Mizbeach Adama whose Adama was unique, nothing has changed. The more things change, the more they stay the same. We also need to renew our commitment and our awareness that the challenges keep on changing, and we need to keep up and always be on guard and continuously learn from our mistakes to go forward and be better. This idea also gives a bit more of an appreciation of the Hanukkah story. Hanukkah, what was the first thing that they did? We talk in Hanukkah a lot about the Neros and about the Melchama, but the holiday is not named after the Neros, the candles. It's not named after the war. The holiday is named after the new Mizbeach. Oz Egmar B'Shir Mizmar Chanukas HaMizbeach. Chanukah refers to the new Mizbeach. It wasn't just a renewal, it was a new Mizbeach. And in fact, what did the Chashmonoim do with the old Mizbeach? They demolished it, and they put it in storage in one of the chambers of the Beis HaMikdash. Why was that necessary? Why couldn't they take the old Mizbeach and put it away, bury it far away? The answer is to remind the Jewish people, here in this chamber is the old Mizbeach. There, in the center of the Mikdash, is the new Mizbeach. Mizbeach Chodosh B'tzion Tochen. It would not be noticeable that the Mizbeach and the Mikdash that was built by the Chashmonoim is the Mizbeach Chodosh unless there was a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash that stored the stones of the old Mizbeach. The old Mizbeach is a contrast, is a indication that there's a new Mizbeach. For the Jewish people to recognize that the challenge they experienced with the Yevonim was something different, something they have not experienced before, and something they needed to reflect upon and do teshuva and to make sure it would not happen again, but more so to remind Klal Yisrael that every generation there are new challenges, and every generation needs to learn the lessons from the new challenges in order that the neshama of the collective souls of Klal Yisrael grow higher and higher in order to prepare for the coming of Mashiach. The question of the Bracha Me'ein Sholosh still remains. There we are, Mespalel, for Al Rachim Hashem Elokeinu Al Yisholanecha V'Al Yerushalayim Yirecha V'Al Tzion Mishkan Kvodecha V'Al Mizbechecha V'Al Hecholecha. There is an answer I can suggest, which cannot be the answer. It cannot be the answer, but I will throw it out anyway. Maybe to perhaps have us think more. Maybe when it says in the Bracha Me'in Sholosh, when we are mispalel for Hashem to have pity upon the Mizbeach, we're not referring to the Mizbeach Adama. We are referring to the Mizbeach HaZohav, the Mizbeach that's in the Heichel, upon which we bring Kippores, Nachas Ruach to Hashem. It's referring to the other Mizbeach. Rachim Hashem Elokeinu Al Yisholanecha V'Al Yerushalayim Yirecha V'Al Tzion Mishkan Kvodecha V'Al Mizbechecha, the Mizbeach HaZohav V'Al Heicholecha U'v'nei Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh B'nher V'Yameinu V'Alein L'Sacha V'Samcheinu V'Zinyanov V'Nechol Mipir V'Nisam Mituva. We're not discussing Korbanos here. We're discussing the Peroi, the Avereach Toiv, and we refer to the Mizbeach, which also produces the Hashem, or Reach Toiv. I believe that this cannot be the Pshat. Maybe I'm not saying it's not the Pshat, but it's very unlikely. Number one, because the Bracha Me'in Sholosh very much patterns Bikurim, and the mitzvah of Bikurim demanded that the farmer present the peros of the new year in front of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, not the Mizbeach HaZov. So it would be very unlikely that this bracha, which is patterned after Bikurim, should be describing the Mizbeach HaZov and not the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. But you never know. In any event, it is certain that tomorrow in Yirtz Hashem we will all be mispalel for Hashem to build in Tzion a Mizbeach Chodosh b'Tzion Tochin. And upon that Mizbeach we will bring the Oilas Rosh Chodesh Na'ale Lov and the Siri Izim that we merit, that we in our lifetimes we witness to see Hashem return His Divine Presence to this world. And may it come to rest permanently in the Makom HaMikdash and the new Mikdash with the new Mizbeach. And with that, we will all merit to live a life of Kedusha Utahara with Bracha. May this month be for all of us a month of Bracha VeHatzlacha. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu transform, as it says in the Nevi'im, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth month, the days of Sosain and Simcha. Kein Yehi Ratzain. Thank you all very much for coming tonight and listening to the Torah. Have a wonderful Chodesh, a wonderful evening, and a wonderful week. And be well to one and all. Good night.